joined by Belinda Tynan, Senior Deputy Vice Chancellor of Academics, to catch up on what's happening around the University of Newcastle. Good morning, Belinda.
Yeah, good morning. Oh, actually, maybe it's afternoon. Oh, no, it's
still
morning.
No, it's still good morning. Not long. Now, there's been a win for science and engineering. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah, it's very exciting, actually. In the 2025 Eureka Prizes, we won the Science and Engineering Challenge, which is very prestigious. And, you know, that was based on our STEM programs and how inclusive we are around that. The Science and Engineering Challenge, it reaches like 25,000 students each year across 88 locations. So it's an extensive program. And so it's fantastic to be recognised for that work that we're doing.
That's wonderful. And you've broken ground on the new city campus accommodation.
Oh, we have. In fact, there's a fantastic picture of, you know, various senior executives with the Howard hats on as we sort of kick off some new student accommodation in town. So we're hoping that by 2027 we'll be welcoming, you know, about 440 or so students into our 9-storey building. So that's also really exciting, you know, and it's another way to sort of retain students in the region as well, and also based right in the heart of the city.
Well, what was the thought process design-wise as far as accommodation goes?
Oh, just to make sure that, like, you know, in terms of, you mean internally, like what that looks like?
Yeah, oh, and just, yeah, like, you know, what sort of features were you hoping for students?
Oh, well, when students come and stay with us, you know, they usually have different choices. So some students can come and stay in their own individual sort of apartment style. Others sort of, you know, have rooms and they're situated around a common living area and cooking areas, you know, those sorts of approaches. So sort of multiple ways that students can engage. And we've based our design of the building really on the feedback that we get from students and how they want to live.
Well, I guess they'll be happy there because it sounds very nice, actually. Now, you're encouraging Year 12 students to get their early entry forms in to study next year at the uni?
We are. There is still an opportunity for students to put in their applications and everything that you might need to know about pathways or options and what might be good for you. It's all on our website. And particularly for those, as you were saying, like the Year 12 students, we have an early entry program and you need to have got your application in for that by September the 25th, which is, that's not very long away.
Not very long,
that's
no.
20 days or so away. So, yeah, it's free to apply directly into the university, you know, on an early offer. And it's, you know, for some students, it's you know, they still have to do their exams and all of that, but it sort of eases the pressure a little bit knowing that you have a place.
Yeah, it's a bit of a relief. So, yeah, but yeah. So, hey, let's just say still study students.
Yep. That's right, yep, you don't get to not study.
That's right, it's not a free pass to doing nothing.
No.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Something that's exciting for book lovers, and we've been chatting about it today, is the Friends of the University Book Fair that starts this Friday.
That's right, and it goes through to next Tuesday, the 16th. Lots of secondhand books, music, and music, you know, and DVDs and things, if you've still got a DVD player. But, yeah, lots of hidden gems amongst all of that, and all the money that is raised from that goes back into supporting student scholarships. Last year we raised $80,000 from it. So if you're a book lover like me, you'll be getting down there on Friday with your bag and, you know, digging into what's available.
You say bag, I say lots of bags, lots of boxes, just go nuts. Everything's fairly cheap and there's DVDs. As a DVD lover, I think I'll be stocking up as well. So, yeah.
And all subjects as well. So, like, you know, whether you're a fiction reader, non-fiction, cooking, like the diversity of, you know, areas and you know, interests that people would have, fantasy, you know, the whole range of stuff, really.
Yeah, you name it, they've got it.
They've got it, exactly.
That's it. Well, Belinda Tynan, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And, hopefully you can score a few good books at the book fair.
I'm pretty sure I will. I might beat you down there by the time.
You probably will.
All right.
Thanks very much.